in Manna by Rufus Parker, March 30, 2024. He is risen. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come to anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and was amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Mark chapter 16, verse 1 through verse 14. Today's more so. Many did not believe that Jesus had risen, even with all the teaching that he had told them that he would die and would rise again the third day. Many of his followers still did not believe. Scripture said, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." John chapter 20, verse 24 and 25. Even Jesus chastened Thomas for his unbelief. But as Jesus had told the religious leaders, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." John 2:19. And there are still those today that do not believe that he is risen. But we do not need Jesus to have to upbraid us because of our unbelief and hardness of heart. Remember, the just must live by faith. Easter, or the resurrection, ought to be one of the most encouraging days for believers. The tomb is empty, and Christ is still alive. As the angel told Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome, who had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him, "Be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." Mark 16:6. "If you believe not," Jesus said, "you are going to die in your sins." Are you ready for his soon return? Sing this song with me today. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living no matter what men say. I see his hands of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Thought for today, and if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17.